Story. I just want to take a call from Professor Guy Richards, who wants to offer us some clarity in regards to medical certificates. Prof, good afternoon. Thank you very much for calling into the program. This has been a little bit confusing that a court has seen fit to first of all, issue a warrant of arrest before it put it on hold, saying that the information on the medical certificate was inadequate.
Yes, so basically, just a few points. It is a legal document, so it has to be filled out correctly.
Right.
The second thing is that, unfortunately, doctors are no longer necessarily reliable in terms of writing the correct information, and certain organizations like Fit University at the time of examinations will only allow a medical certificate from a few doctors that have been allocated to that task. In other words, they don't rely upon the medical report from any doctor, because they may well be incorrect, or they may lie on the medical report. The third thing is that you have to be a little bit careful about, your reporter said that it didn't say what was wrong with the patient. Now, it is illegal to write on a medical report what is wrong with someone unless they actually give some permission for that to be done. So in other words, that's a confidential disclosure that you may not make
right
to anybody outside of the medical profession that you happen to be consulting with. That you can be, as a doctor, you can be sued if you write down the diagnosis without having permission.
All right, so you've brought up some really important points there, Prof. May I just ask you a couple of questions in regard to the fact that, I mean, there's no specific doctor that appears to have signed this medical certificate. In the case where someone is being seen to at a military hospital, for example, where and this might be a military hospital in different country where the rules are quite different from one territory to another, and where a generic medical certificate might suffice because it comes from another country. Is that possibly part of the reason that there isn't this level of detail that's required?
No. In order for it to be valid, it must be signed by a doctor, and their practice number should be placed on it as well. And if it is subsequently found to be false, then the doctor is potentially liable to be struck off. So you actually have to be very aware that if you're writing false medical certificates for patients, that your license to practice may well be revoked.
It's a very serious thing indeed. Your other point was an important one, and it's about the patient-doctor confidentiality and the fact that no doctor may divulge what condition the patient is being treated for. May that not even be divulged to a judge who might require information on how long this treatment is going to last, or for how long the postponement of potential testimony or attendance in court may last as a result of a particular illness?
I would doubt that it would be even legal to do it to a judge, but the doctor could still postulate as to the length or the duration of the illness without stating what that illness actually happens to be. But certainly doctors have to be very careful, and we've seen certain people released from jail because they're liable to die and who are still alive 11 years later, where one has to wonder at the original medical certificate.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that information. Professor Guy Richards, just filling us in on some of the responsibilities of the medical community in issuing medical certificates.